finally made the change. When anybody could become a centurion. I think it was the Emperor Clintonius who came up with an edict that heretofore there will be no longer discrimination in the ranks of the centurions. Clintonius, who rose to power due to a tremendous aberration of nature, passed this edict. And so, what do you know? They sent in my first bodyguard. His name was Snarlocles, and I thought... His right-hand man was Fudgepatius. And then, oh God, the rest of the unit was comprised of Marco Golo and Can't Stand to Nipple. I was constantly being followed by Drulia Sleezer and Ingus Khan. But I think the man that scared me the most was Attila Well Hung. I was always afraid when we were marching that the column would halt too quickly. Well, it was all downhill from there. We just descended into a sea of immoral behavior. One day I was being taken care of by Snarlemane. One day it was Hemorrhoidocles that was begging off the action. I was there, watching, as Forskidius propositioned Ejaculus. And it was disgusting. It was disgusting. I was there as Testicules ran into Spartacles. And I couldn't do anything to help. I said, my God. I started even parading women in front of them. I said, guys, take a look at this, huh? This is sweet. This little damsel's name is Endometria. Now, you mean to tell me you could turn her down? What about this? Vaginitis? Vaginitis, come in here. Battleaxia, you stay where you are. You two menopause, yes? But, as it turned out, we all eventually surrendered. And I'll never forget, instead of climbing the high hurdles, instead of battling out with the sticks, instead of bayonet training, we had the whole alternate lifestyling unit playing leapfrog. I even had to make an announcement. Gentlemen, all competitors in the leapfrog game must complete their leaps. Hideous things were happening. And I'll never forget how they had to change the texts. Even our motto was changed. All dirt roads lead to Rome.
The radio show that dares to be different.